The Prophet. By Khalil Gibran. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Prophet is a book of 26 prose poetry fables written in English by the Lebanese-American poet and writer Khalil Gibran. It was originally published in 1923 by Alfred A. Knopf. It is Gibran's best-known work. The Prophet, Al-Mustafa, has lived in the foreign city of Orphalese for 12 years and is about to board a ship which will carry him home. He is stopped by a group of people who request that he share his wisdom with them before leaving. In response, he speaks on topics such as life and death, love, marriage, children, giving, eating and drinking, work, joy and sorrows, among others. Al-Mustafa speaks on each topic from his own perspective, however it can be seen that many of his views are shared across cultures throughout time due to their universal nature. For example, when speaking on love, he says, "Love gives not but itself and takes not but from itself," which could be interpreted as meaning that true love requires no reward or payment for its actions. Gibran also uses metaphors throughout the Prophet to illustrate points made within the text, such as when Al-Mustafa states, "Your joy is your sorrow unmasked." This metaphor implies that joy can often come out of sadness if we look at it differently. Overall, the Prophet serves as an inspirational guidebook for living life through understanding our emotions better while still being able to appreciate beauty around us despite any hardships we may face along the way. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. On love, love is a sacred force that binds us together and should be cherished and respected. It is a deep emotion that should be shared freely and without fear. Main idea number 2. On marriage, marriage is a union of two souls that should be entered into with respect and understanding. It is a commitment to share life together and to grow together in love and understanding. Main idea number 3. On children, children are a blessing and should be nurtured and loved. They should be given the freedom to explore and learn, and to make their own decisions. Main idea number 4. On giving, giving is an act of love and should be done with joy and generosity. It is a way to share our blessings with others and to show our appreciation for life. Main idea number 5. On work, work is an important part of life and should be done with passion and dedication. It is a way to express our creativity and to contribute to the world. Main idea number 6. On joy and sorrow, joy and sorrow are part of life and should be embraced with courage and understanding. They are both essential to our growth and development. Main idea number 7. On friendship, friendship is a precious gift and should be nurtured and cherished. It is a way to share our lives and to learn from each other. Main idea number 8. On reason and passion should be balanced in life. They are both essential to our growth and development, and should be used in harmony. Main idea number 9. On religion, religion is a personal journey and should be respected and honored. It is a way to connect with the divine and to find peace and understanding. Main idea number 10. On death, death is a part of life and should be accepted with grace and understanding. It is a way to find peace and to be reunited with the divine. Main idea number 11. On time, time is a precious gift and should be used wisely. It is a way to appreciate life and to make the most of our days. Main idea number 12. On good and evil are part of life and should be accepted with understanding. They are both essential to our growth and development, and should be used in harmony. Main idea number 13. On self-knowledge is essential to our growth and development. It is a way to understand our true nature and to find peace and understanding. Main idea number 14. On education, education is a lifelong journey and should be pursued with passion and dedication. It is a way to expand our knowledge and to become better people. Main idea number 15. On freedom, freedom is a precious gift and should be cherished and respected. It is a way to express our individuality and to live life to the fullest. Main idea number 16. On pain, pain is a part of life and should be accepted with courage and understanding. It is a way to learn and to grow, and to find peace and understanding. Main idea number 17. On friendship, friendship is a precious gift and should be nurtured and cherished. It is a way to share our lives and to learn from each other. Main idea number 18. On beauty, beauty is all around us and should be appreciated and celebrated. It is a way to find joy and to connect with the divine. Main idea number 19. On life, life is a precious gift and should be lived with passion and dedication. It is a way to explore and to learn, and to make the most of our days. Main idea number 20. On nature, nature is a source of beauty and should be respected and honored. It is a way to connect with the divine and to find peace and understanding. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Love is a sacred force that binds us together and should be cherished and respected. It is an emotion that transcends all boundaries, connecting us to one another in ways we may never fully understand. Love can bring out the best in us, inspiring us to reach for our highest potentials and strive for greatness. Love should be shared freely without fear or hesitation. We must not let our doubts or anxieties prevent us from expressing it openly. When we open ourselves up to love, we open ourselves up to life itself, its joys, sorrows, successes and failures. We must remember that love is a powerful thing. It has the power to heal wounds both physical and emotional. It can help mend broken relationships as well as create new ones. Love gives strength when times are tough and hope when all else fails. Let us embrace this beautiful gift of love with open arms so that we may experience its fullness in our lives each day. Main idea number 2. Marriage is a sacred union between two people and should be entered into with respect and understanding. It is an agreement to share life together, to support each other through the good times and bad, and to grow in love and understanding as time passes. It is important for couples entering marriage to remember that it requires effort from both parties. Marriage can bring great joys but also difficult challenges. It takes patience, communication, compromise, trust, loyalty, and commitment from both partners in order for the relationship to thrive. The Prophet by Khalil Gibran reminds us of this when he says, "Let there be spaces in your togetherness. Love one another, but make not a bond of love, let it rather be a moving sea between the shores of your souls." This speaks volumes about how we should approach marriage, with openness and freedom while still being connected at its core. Main idea number 3. Children are a blessing and should be nurtured with love. They should be given the freedom to explore, learn, and make their own decisions. We must remember that children are not just our future but also our present. They have much to teach us about life if we take the time to listen. We must strive to create an environment where children can grow up feeling safe and secure, surrounded by people who care for them deeply. We must provide them with opportunities for learning and growth while respecting their individual needs and interests. It is important that we give children the space they need to express themselves without judgment or criticism. We should encourage them in their pursuits of knowledge, creativity, and self-discovery so that they may reach their full potential. Above all else, it is essential that we show our children unconditional love so that they may feel secure in this world. By doing so, we will help ensure a brighter future for generations to come. Main idea number 4. On giving, giving is an act of love and should be done with joy and generosity. It is a way to share our blessings with others and to show our appreciation for life. When we give, it can bring us closer together as a community, strengthen relationships, and create positive energy in the world. Giving does not have to be materialistic, it can also take the form of time or knowledge. We can volunteer our time at local charities or offer advice to those who need help. By giving of ourselves, we are able to make a difference in someone else's life. When we give from the heart without expecting anything in return, it brings us peace and contentment that no amount of money could ever buy. So let us all strive to practice giving more often so that we may experience its many benefits. Main idea number 5. Work is an essential part of life. It gives us purpose and direction, allowing us to express our creativity and contribute to the world around us. When we work with passion and dedication, it can be a source of great joy and satisfaction. Khalil Gibran wrote in his book The Prophet, "Work is love made visible. And if you cannot work with love but only with distaste, it is better that you should leave your work and sit at the gate of the temple and take alms from those who work with joy." Gibran's words remind us that when we approach our work as an act of love, rather than simply a means to an end, then it becomes something more meaningful, something that brings fulfillment not just for ourselves but also for others. Main idea number 6. Joy and sorrow are part of life, and we must accept them both with courage and understanding. Joy is a source of strength that can help us to overcome the challenges of life, while sorrow can be an opportunity for growth and learning. We should not fear either emotion but instead embrace them as essential components in our journey towards self-discovery. When joy comes into our lives, it brings with it a sense of hope and optimism that can carry us through difficult times. It reminds us that there is beauty in the world even when things seem bleak or uncertain. On the other hand, sorrow teaches us valuable lessons about ourselves. It helps us to understand our own limitations and encourages us to strive for greater heights. We should never shy away from joy or sorrow, but rather use them as tools to better understand ourselves and those around us. By embracing both emotions with open arms, we will find peace within ourselves no matter what life throws at us. Main idea number 7. Friendship is a bond of love and understanding that transcends all boundaries. It is an unspoken agreement between two people to be there for each other, no matter what life throws their way. Friendship can bring joy and comfort in times of sorrow, laughter in times of sadness, and hope when all else fails. True friendship requires effort from both parties. It must be nurtured with care and respect. Friends should always strive to understand one another's feelings, thoughts, beliefs, values, and goals. They should also make time for each other despite busy schedules or distance. Friends are like family. They are the ones who will stay by your side through thick and thin. They provide unconditional support during difficult times as well as celebrate successes together. A true friend will never judge you but instead offer guidance when needed. The Prophet by Khalil Gibran says, "Let there be spaces in your togetherness, and let the winds of the heavens dance between you." This quote speaks volumes about how important it is to maintain healthy relationships with friends while still allowing them space to grow independently. Main idea number 8. Reason and passion are two sides of the same coin. Reason is the logical, analytical side that helps us make decisions based on facts and evidence. Passion is the emotional, creative side that drives us to pursue our dreams and goals with enthusiasm. When reason and passion are balanced in life, we can achieve great things. Reason gives us a sense of direction while passion provides motivation to keep going even when times get tough. With both working together, we can stay focused on our goals without getting distracted by emotions or irrational thoughts. However, it's important not to let either one overpower the other. Too much reason can lead to an overly rigid mindset, while too much passion can cause us to act impulsively without considering consequences. The key is finding a balance between them so that they work together harmoniously. Main idea number 9. Religion is a deeply personal journey, and should be respected and honored by all. It is a way to connect with the divine, to find peace and understanding in our lives. Religion can provide us with guidance on how to live our lives in accordance with spiritual principles, as well as providing comfort during times of difficulty or sorrow. Khalil Gibran's book The Prophet speaks of religion in terms of love, let there be spaces in your togetherness. Love one another, but make not a bond of love, let it rather be a moving sea between the shores of your souls. This quote emphasizes that while we may share common beliefs about religion, each individual's relationship with their faith is unique. Ultimately, religion should never become an instrument for division or hatred. Instead, it should bring people closer together through shared values and mutual respect. We must remember that no matter what our religious beliefs are, we are all part of something greater than ourselves. Main idea number 10. Death is a part of life, and it should be accepted with grace and understanding. It is the end of one journey, but also the beginning of another. Death brings us closer to our divine source, allowing us to find peace in its embrace. When we accept death as an inevitable part of life, we can begin to appreciate all that it has to offer. We can learn from its lessons and use them to live more fully in the present moment. We can take comfort in knowing that death will eventually reunite us with our beloveds who have gone before us. The prophet by Khalil Gibran reminds us that death should not be feared or dreaded. Instead, it should be embraced as a natural transition into something greater than ourselves. By accepting death as a part of life's cycle, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and experiences beyond this world. Main idea number 11. Time is a precious gift and should be used wisely. It is a way to appreciate life and to make the most of our days. We must use time as an opportunity to learn, grow, and experience all that life has to offer. Every moment we have on this earth should be cherished and savored. We must not waste time by dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Instead, we should focus on living in the present moment. This means being mindful of how we spend our time each day, making sure it's spent doing things that bring us joy, fulfillment, and purpose. When we are intentional with our time, it can help us create meaningful experiences that will last a lifetime. On top of using our time wisely for ourselves, it's important to remember that every second counts when it comes to helping others too. Whether through volunteering or simply lending an ear when someone needs one, taking just a few moments out of your day can make all the difference in someone else's life. At its core, on time means respecting yourself enough to value your own minutes as well as those around you who may need assistance or support from you at any given moment. By understanding this concept fully and applying it into practice daily, no matter how small, we can ensure that each day is lived with intentionality and gratitude. Main idea number 12. On good and evil. Good and evil are part of life, and should be accepted with understanding. They both have their place in our lives, as they can help us to grow and develop. We must learn to use them in harmony, so that we may benefit from the positive aspects of each. Good is often seen as something that brings joy or happiness into our lives. It can bring us closer together with others, create a sense of peace within ourselves, or even provide us with an opportunity for growth. On the other hand, evil can also be beneficial if used correctly. It can teach us lessons about how to handle difficult situations or people. Ultimately, good and evil should not be viewed as opposites but rather two sides of the same coin. Both are necessary for our development and growth. Without one, we cannot fully understand the other. Therefore, it is important to accept both good and evil in order to live a balanced life. Main idea number 13. Self-knowledge is the key to unlocking our potential and discovering who we truly are. It allows us to understand our strengths, weaknesses, values, and beliefs. With self-knowledge comes a greater sense of clarity and purpose in life. By understanding ourselves better, we can make more informed decisions about how to live our lives. We can also learn how to be more compassionate towards others by recognizing their unique perspectives and experiences. Self-knowledge helps us build meaningful relationships with those around us. The journey of self-discovery is never-ending. It requires patience and dedication as we strive for deeper understanding of ourselves. As Khalil Gibran said in The Prophet, "Your heart knows what your mind cannot fathom, so take time each day to explore yourself on a deeper level." Main idea number 14. Education is a journey that should be taken with passion and dedication. It is an opportunity to expand our knowledge, to learn new skills, and to become better people. Through education, we can gain insight into the world around us, develop critical thinking skills, and discover our true potential. Khalil Gibran wrote in his book The Prophet, "You are the bows from which your children as living arrows are sent forth. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness, for even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves also the bow that is stable." Education helps us find stability in life by providing us with tools to make informed decisions and live meaningful lives. We must never forget that education is a lifelong process of learning and growth. We must strive to stay curious about the world around us and continue seeking out new opportunities for personal development. With each step forward on this journey of education, we will become more knowledgeable individuals who can contribute positively to society. Main idea number 15. On freedom, freedom is a precious gift and should be cherished and respected. It is the right to choose our own paths, to make decisions for ourselves, and to live life according to our own values. We must remember that freedom comes with responsibility. It requires us to think carefully about how we use this gift in order to ensure that it benefits not only ourselves but also those around us. Freedom allows us the opportunity for growth and exploration. We can explore new ideas, cultures, beliefs, and ways of living without fear or judgment. This gives us the chance to learn more about who we are as individuals while also connecting with others on a deeper level. At its core, freedom is an expression of love, love for oneself as well as love for others. When we embrace our freedoms responsibly, we create a world where everyone has the opportunity to thrive in their own unique way. Main idea number 16. On pain, pain is a part of life, and it should be accepted with courage and understanding. It can be difficult to accept pain as something that we must endure, but it is an essential part of our growth and development. Pain teaches us lessons about ourselves, our relationships, and the world around us. It helps us to understand what truly matters in life. Pain can also bring peace and understanding if we are willing to look at it from a different perspective. Instead of seeing pain as something negative or destructive, we can view it as an opportunity for learning and growth. We can use the experience of pain to gain insight into ourselves and others, allowing us to become more compassionate individuals. We should not fear pain, instead, we should embrace it with open arms. By doing so, we will find strength within ourselves that will help us cope with whatever challenges come our way. Main idea number 17. Friendship is a bond of love and understanding that transcends all boundaries. It is an unspoken agreement between two people to be there for each other, no matter what life throws their way. Friendship can bring joy and comfort in times of sorrow, laughter in times of sadness, and hope when all else fails. True friendship requires effort from both parties. It must be nurtured with care and respect. Friends should always strive to understand one another's feelings, thoughts, beliefs, values, and goals. They should also make time for each other despite busy schedules or distance. Friends are like family. They are the ones who will stay by your side through thick and thin. They provide unconditional support during difficult times as well as celebrate successes together. A true friend will never judge you but instead offer guidance when needed. Friendship is a beautiful thing that should not be taken lightly or taken for granted. Cherish those special moments spent with friends because they are irreplaceable memories that last forever. Main idea number 18. On beauty, beauty is not in the face, beauty is a light in the heart. If you look for it in the face, you will be disappointed, but if you look for it in the heart, you will find true beauty. We should appreciate and celebrate beauty wherever we find it. It can bring us joy and help us to connect with something greater than ourselves. Beauty can be found everywhere, from nature's landscapes to artworks created by humans. Khalil Gibran wrote about this idea of beauty in his book The Prophet, "Beauty is eternity gazing at itself in a mirror. But you are eternity and you are the mirror." This quote speaks to how our own inner beauty reflects outwardly into our lives. Main idea number 19. Life is a precious gift and should be lived with passion and dedication. It is an opportunity to explore the world around us, to learn from our experiences, and to make the most of each day. We must strive for balance in life, we must find joy in both work and play. We should take time to appreciate beauty, whether it be found in nature or within ourselves. Life can bring us great sorrows as well as great joys, but we must remember that these are all part of living. It is important to recognize that life is finite, it will not last forever. Therefore, we should use our time wisely by cherishing moments with loved ones and pursuing activities that bring us fulfillment. By doing so, we can ensure that our lives have been meaningful when they come to an end. Main idea number 20. Nature is a source of beauty and should be respected and honored. It is an ever-changing force that can bring us closer to the divine, providing us with peace and understanding. Nature has been around since the beginning of time, offering its gifts to those who take the time to appreciate it. From majestic mountains to tranquil forests, from vast oceans to rolling hills, nature provides us with a sense of awe and wonder. We must remember that we are part of nature too. Our actions have consequences for both ourselves and our environment. We must strive to live in harmony with nature so that we may continue enjoying its many benefits. By respecting nature's power and recognizing its importance in our lives, we can learn how best to care for it. The Prophet by Khalil Gibran reminds us that the earth is but one country, and mankind its citizens. This means that all living things on earth share a common bond which should be celebrated rather than ignored or taken advantage of. Nature offers us solace when life becomes overwhelming, it gives us strength when times are tough, it brings joy into our lives when everything else seems dull. Let's honor nature by taking steps towards protecting it, reducing waste, conserving energy resources, planting trees. These small acts will make a big difference. Let's also take some time out each day just to appreciate what Mother Nature has given us. Let's marvel at her beauty while being mindful not only of her fragility but also her resilience. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.